Well, Dr. Scheer, obviously everybody's familiar with the AI cases that are taking place. High path, low path, it is still a real concern right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is a concern, and especially since our theory is that the low path that's been circulating may have mutated into high path in the Tennessee case.
What is the difference between the two? Can you really quick synopsis what the difference is and why maybe more urgency on the high?
Yeah, the scientific definition is there's a difference in the cleavage sites which makes them more sort of toxic to the birds. It kills them. So high path is a virus that's going to kill the birds, and you see rapid death loss and large numbers of birds dying at the same time. Whereas low path, the birds can actually deal with it. They may get depressed, they may go off feed a little bit, but they'll actually recover from low path, and they develop antibodies to low path. So the difference is that when it mutates to the high path strain, it does kill the birds and the rapid virus production, and they die very quickly.
Is the worry there that we're going to continue to see more, or do we think maybe it possibly could be contained at this point in time?
I think the testing that's gone on in South Tennessee and in Alabama has shown us that these are point source introductions for the most part. There may have been circulating virus in some of these farms that they've got this virus introduced somehow. But the testing around the flocks has yielded very little additional outbreak information. So we may continue to see these point source introductions, these individual cases. But at this point with the low path, we're not anticipating a large high path outbreak. But we do want to keep our eye on the low-path farms and continue to test them. Many of the companies have decided to take the low-path strains out and to depopulate those flocks. But we know that low-path doesn't always revert to high-path or mutate.
Well, that's good to know. Well, Dr. Scheer, I know that state officials, and that's part of what we're talking about too, they're really, really, really promoting biosecurity, and that's the number one thing right now, isn't it?
That's true. And what we want to make sure is that people understand that especially during the migration period when the wild waterfowl are moving, and we know that the virus is carried by wild waterfowl, they do their best to increase their biosecurity and to button their barns up as best they can and to be vigilant in watching their birds for any change in activity, any decrease in water consumption, feed consumption, any depression, and any unusual death loss so that those birds are tested quickly and that we get ahead of the virus.
Dr. Scheer, I know most commercial poultry growers, they are very familiar with biosecurity measures and do a good job of that, but there is some concern with some of the backyard flocks and some of the smaller producers, and those are the ones we're really, really trying to get this message out to, correct?
Yes, that's true. I think both commercial and the backyards are in a partnership. They got to work together. So if there's disease happening in the commercial, the backyard folks need to know that. If there's the similar thing happening in the backyards, the commercial folks want to know. So you want to know what's going on around you. That heightens your vigilance. It heightens your ability to control it. And it may change your common practices on the farm. So we really want to make sure that both parties understand what the disease looks like, what the signs are, that testing is done if they see something unusual, and that we get ahead of the virus by being able to come out and deal with whatever we find, either in the commercial poultry or in the backyard poultry.
Dr. Scheer, I know you've got to go. I guess any last comments for producers out there?
I would just say this. It's always good to have biosecurity. We want to make sure that everything that comes into the farm is taken care of and looked at as an introduction that could possibly introduce virus, that they do simple things to keep the virus off the farm, such as keeping wild birds or wild animals out of their barns, screens in place, washing their hands for the workers, install boot washing stations, avoid contact with sick or dead birds. And when they come back from a visit to town, just change clothes. Changing clothes at the barn is, we know that this virus moves on clothing, personnel, and equipment. So anything you can do to stop the virus from being introduced into the barn is a good thing. So that biosecurity, and those are simple things we can do to prevent the spread.